Dis 10:29, ek kan nog lekker saam met jou, jy is ingeskakel. Saam met my Michelle hier by KC to work, ek hou jou geselskap elke maandag tot vrijdag tot en met 12:00. Nou vandag is dit voel die vibe vrijdag, ek hoop jy is reg vir die naweek en morgen is dit Women's Day. Jy wat nou luister en jy is 'n vrou, mag jy morgen voel dat dit wat jy in hierdie wêreld beteken en dit wat hier op buite sit, waardig is, gewaardeerd is en geliefd is. Nog een onderwerp waar ek oor wil gesels vandag, dit is International Infinity Day. Nou, ek het op my arm een Infinity, met my kinderse name op, en Infinity, dit beteken, wat beteken dit? Dit is wanneer ons nou hoor van Infinity of oneindigheid. Dink baie van ons dadelijk aan iets, jy sal dink is al die wiskunde vormpie, die krom lijntjie, wat soos een horizontale ag lyk, dit is nou een infinity. Maar die betekenis van infinity gaan soveel dieper as net een som of een getal. Infinity beteken geen begin en geen einde nie. Dis iets wat net aanhou en aanhou, vir altyd. So dis die idee wat iets Dis die idee van iets wat grense oorskry, iets wat nie vasgevang kan word in tyd, ruimte of beperkings nie. En mense sien dit oorals, die heelal, wat net aanhou en aanhou, liefde, wat generasies lank oorgedra word, of selfs drome en idees en passies, wat groter is as jyself. Oneindigheid vra van ons om 'n bietjie anders te dink, groot te dink, buiten die boks te dink, en buite beperkinge. Dit herinner ons dat daar altyd meer is, daar is meer moontlikhede, meer om te leer en meer om te ervaar. En dalk is dit die mooi van 'n infinity, want dit sê vir jou, jy hoef nog nie klaar te wees nie, jy moet nog aanhou groei en jy kan altyd weer probeer. So ja, ek is baie trots op my infinity wat ek het, met my kinderse name op, en dat weet my, het jy ook een infinity, en wat, baie keer kry dit mooi in een hangerkie, mens kry dit in oorbelle, so die teken is nogals vir my iets baie speciaal. Hier is die advertentiebreek, en neer aan na, gesels ons met Chanel Kuyder.
The city's favorite, Casey, 107.7. Join one up cash and carry for our super low prices. Simple chips, 120 gram, any two for only 32 rand. Sun Gold cooking oil, 2 litre, 53 rand. Twin Saver essential toilet paper, 2 ply, 18s for only 90 rand. Prices valid 11 August 2025. Shop in store or online and save www.oneuponline.co.za.
Dis nou so 10:32, ons het op die lijn vir oggend vir Chanel Kuyder. Chanel, hoe gaan met jou?
Dit gaan goed, Michelle, met jou.
Baie goed, dankie. Ek wil vir oggend by jou hoor, vertel vir ons 'n bietjie en vir die luisteraars wat nou ingeskakel is, bietjie meer oor jou besigheid. Dis vrouwe maand, ons wil die vrouwe bietjie uplift en 'n geleentheid gee om ook dit wat julle of wat jy bedoen, as een dame daar buiten sit en laat die mense jou kan ondersteun. So wat doen jy en waar het dit alles begin?
Ok, so die company's naam is Designs and Stuff and that's essentially what I'm doing. Ja. I do designs and stuff. So alles van party, packets, to social media posts, I do a little bit of everything and it actually was born out of the want to make extra cash. That was one of the reasons why. And before I knew it, I always had a passion for designing. And since November, it's flourished quite a bit. So that's a little bit about our business. It's very small, it's new, but I enjoy what I do.
Well, ek kan sê, ek het jou al gebruik vir my dogtertjie se partytjie. En kykie, die mooikies was so opgewonde, jy het die party packs gedoen en ek moet sê Chanel, jy sit soveel meer in as wat ek verwag het ek gaan kry, jy het alles gedoen vir die partytjie, die party packs en al die extra goodies daarby, dit was so mooi en ek weet ek het vir jou 'n foto gestuur, jy het 'n foto van my dogtertjie self op die pakkie gehad en selfs agterop waar dit nou was, soos die ingredients was nou sulke sê goedjies gewees, jy maak 'n partytjie so persoonlik, so regtig, dit is iets wat jy nooit moet ophou nie en ek glo hierdie besigheid van jou gaan nog baie, baie groot raak. Nou, ek wil by jou hoor, wat het jou geïnspireer om 'n entrepreneur te word en wat was die uitdagings op jou pad tot hier, want daar moet tog uitdagings ook wees.
Thank you, Michelle, for the kind words. For me, it's really important to create that personal touch and really create or connect to the clients. Mm. And I don't know. I'm still in between becoming an entrepreneur, if I can put it that way.
Yeah.
But I have aspirations to be able to work for my for myself. I think the biggest issue was COVID. COVID taught us we are very reliant on like one income stream, and I was like, this won't be me anymore. And that's kind of one of those things that inspired me that I need to generate different income streams, and I'm using my skills and talents that I do have to make that possible.
Chanel, what will you say make your business unique from all the other same type of businesses?
I think I have an amazing rapport with customers. Also, yeah. I have my mom that works for me for free. So I don't know if other businesses have it. But honestly, I think for the business that we have, we really focus on customizing. I will tell the client if I'll ask him about the age group. I'll tell the client if I don't really think that that is the best idea.
Yeah.
And I listen a lot. And so I can't say it's necessarily different from other companies because I'm sure they also provide that. But I think I'm very much focused on ensuring that we bring quality and we make it affordable also for those that aren't able to, you know, necessarily buy or make a party pack special. So I have everything from the range of 15 Rand to start for the party to like your more expensive ranges, and so that every little one can have a special event. And besides that, I don't only specialize in party packs, I also do labels now, I do social media, so I do a little bit of everything. And I think the one advantage is that I have marketing experience, I've worked on teams, so I bring my previous years of expertise to the design, and I really focus on not the product, but on the full event experience.
Ja, en vooral nou, soos Vrouwendag, oulike chokoladekies, jy brand daai type goedjies, geskenkies vir 'n spesiale funksie of 'n spesiale dag. En ek moet ook sê, selfs met my dogtertjie se partytjie wat ek nou ondervind het saam met jou, van die begin tot die einde, jy's heeltyd mens, jy vergeet nou nie, jy sal heeltyd vir my videootjies stuur of idees tussenin stuur, so die heeltyd tot en met die dag wat ek nou my goedjies ontvang het vanaf jou, was jy in contact met my en idees gegee en Michelle, doen die, kom ons, wat van hierdie idee of daai idee, en dit is daai personal touch, dink ek, wat jy het, extra, wat het so speciaal maak.
Ja, for me it's not only about the money, yes, that's definitely a bonus and for a business to thrive, you need to think about that, but at the end of the day, I am really focused on building a brand, I want to have returning clients. So I want to know, like, next year if you have in the budget, Michelle's like, no, I will refer this, I will refer designs and stuff. Does it, oh, look at my sis, I do the cookies.
Yeah.
I want that. I want word of mouth to spread. And I think that that only happens with ensuring, besides a great quality product, it is the person and the communication you have with your client.
Wat is volgende vir Chanel? Wat voorlê? Natuurlik om die besigheid te groei en verder te vat, maar wat is daar ander dinge wat jy ook besig hou?
So, ek is besig met 'n groterige projek. So, I'm hoping that that pans out. I'm looking at expanding into t-shirt design work.
Ja.
And I just did a journal now recently. So, I'm hoping the new year brings some great ideas where I can expand the products that I'm focusing on. And besides that, I'm hoping that I can grow my team slightly. So right now, it's a one-man show with free workers, like my family that's supporting me. But well, I really want to go to the next step and be able to, you know, have an employee or two. So I'm busy training somebody specifically on the social media side of things. And I'm hoping that that becomes something, because eventually, I do have a 9-to-5 job, but eventually I want to go completely on my own and be like, okay, the company or this business is making enough for me to support myself and for the employees.
Ja, en dis jou droom, dis jou passie, dis jou jou talent wat jy het, want dit is toch iets wat wat jy elke dag al buite nou wil sit. Jy wil nie iets doen wat nie vir jou hoe sal ek mens sê, daai vrede en daai vreugde gee elke dag nie. Mens, ek sê elke dag dat die type werk wat jy doen, moet nie vir jou voel soos 'n werk nie. Jy moet dit geniet.
Mm. And I love, especially when I'm getting special requests, I love seeing it come to life and using the ideas of the client and maybe some suggestions that I've brought forward. I love to see it actually to actualize. I recently also made a catalog for a client and it was a collaborative job. So it wasn't only me working on the design, but I got to tweak certain things, make it a little bit prettier, start off the ideas. And that way, I still have ownership of it, but the client had first-hand input, because you do get that client. And I think one thing that I also want to add is I'm easily able to adapt to the client's needs. So in that instance, the client was like, I want to be involved. But you do also get clients that like, no, you do you.
Yeah.
Figure it out. So I can go either way. And so that's what I think makes this company specifically different.
Jou maat 'n boodskap ingestuur en gesê sy is so trots op jou. Dis baie special. Ons is almal net so trots op jou.
Ek het 'n free employee. I will be using it till I can, but I know she's like a full-on supporter. And I must say, Paul is one of my biggest businesses or clientele, so I love the people of Paul they're doing all these amazing things, and like my mom is just spreading the word and bringing clients, which is awesome. So I really hope that it becomes a lot more than it is, but you need to start something. I think that's important. Just start with the idea, try and make something out of whatever skills you do have, and then see what happens. But it's no use just like, you know, I can do this, I can do that, and you're never really trying to make something out of it. So I'm still figuring it out, I'm not gonna lie. There's a lot of times I'm not sure if this is going to actually become something, but all I can do is see what happens and then appreciate clients like you and hope that they come back constantly.
Yeah, definitely. And so like, dis vroue maand, dis vroue dag môre en jy het al klaar soos jou ma, is daai vrou in jou lewe wat jou so ondersteun en jy kan dankie sê, soos jy sê, sy help daar in die besigheid. Dankie vir daai tipe fondasie wat jy het, is jou ma.
No, definitely, without a doubt, like through and through, she is my back to the end and I'm like, there's so many amazing women, but like honestly, I can tell you she's one of the most inspiring women that I've ever met.
Yeah.
Also, me knowing her history, so
yeah.
I'm like, she basically inspires me to just continue doing, because I mean, she's just like, you know, stuff happens.
Yes.
But we can't use that to keep ourselves back. We really use that as a stepping stone instead. And I think, and I love that she also just humbles herself. So sometimes I'm not that person. And then I kind of get inspiration from her, because the end goal is, you know, enjoy life, make the most of it. I can't tell you a day that she's like really down and out. She has a moment.
Yes.
But it's always like, what's next? What are we doing? And I think I get that a lot from her. I can never feel sorry for myself.
Yeah.
About what do we do next? And I think that's also like with this specific business, I was in a situation where I needed extra money. My car was too expensive. My living expenses was too expensive. And to me, it wasn't like, oh, I feel sorry. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, so what can we do? And a beautiful business came out of that.
Nou sien jy, absoluut. Ek glo en vertrou dat hierdie besigheid van jou gaan nog baie groot raak. Ons gaan oor 'n paar jaar gaan ons franchises kan inkoop van Chanel se designs. So mens moet positief wees. Mens moet net positief wees en ek met jou met jou houding en dit wat jy insit al klaar die produk wat jy daar buite sit kan dit net groei en dit kan net suksesvol wees. So ek sê vir jou alle sterkte vorentoe en ek wens dat daar strome en strome orders gaan inkom.
vir jou. Baie dankie, Michelle.
Jy moet 'n mooi dag hê en geniet jou vrouedag ook môre. Baie baie dankie.
Dieselfde met julle. Bye.
Bye. Daar was Chanel Kader, lekker met haar gesels. Ja, ons moet mekaar uplift. Ons vrouens moet daar wees vir mekaar. En soos sy sê, haar ma ondersteun haar so mooi. En glo in haar. En daar, al is dit net een persoon wat vir jou sê, daai droom of daai passie, daai besigheid wat jy graag wil van die grond af begin. Dit lê dalk nou soos 'n berg voor jou en jy is, soos Janel ook sê, as jy nie die kans vat, jy gaan jy nooit weet of dit gaan werk of nie. Jy moet maar net begin en onthou, dit gaan nie elke dag maanskyn en rose wees, alles gaan nie goed verloop nie. Daar gaan dinge partykeer vir jou 'n bietjie terugsit, vir jou 'n bietjie teen die pad hubbeltjies bring en dit is maar net 'n groeiproses. Dit wys jou maar net, jy moet sterker aan die ander kant uitkom en dit is hoe jy leer. Mens leer deur jou foute. Jy groei daardeur en dit is al manier hoe mens gaan weet. Jy moet maar net begin. Iewers moet jy begin en al is dit nou hoe klein. Maar ek kan sê, gaan ondersteun vir Chanel. Jy kan vir my 'n WhatsApp boodskap stuur en ek sal alle besonderhede vir jou aanstuur waar jy haar in die hande kan kry. Hier is Rick Astley met She Wants to Dance.